As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Yeah.
His chainsaw sucks, by the way.
It's annoying.
No. As in, literally,
no,
you get
his
weapon, it's nowhere near as good as a regular chainsaw.
By the way, we're talking about Dead Rising 2.
It's really annoying, though. I hate it.
Wait for off the record.
I love Snowflake.
Yeah,
but
Snowflake.
That was fun.
Good Snowflake.
Tamer.
Yes.
That'll still be in there when Frank is doing
it. Yeah, one of the things that I was just like, I gave my daughter a tiger. Oh, that seems safe. But at the same time, one of the things I was wanting to see was when the doors were opened and the zombies were flooding in. Where the hell was Snowflake? Seriously. Well, that solved that problem.
TK probably made sure that she wasn't the right.
Probably.
TK loser. Alright, so where we start this game of Whippers.
Whippers?
Whippers.
Whippers! Where are your baby Whippers today?
Whippers.
Whippers, splashies.
Okay. Last episode, you guys had completed Roslyn Chapel and the tournament challenges. And we're heading your way back down to London.
We were?
London.
Where else were you planning on going?
I thought we got some sort of lead at the chapel.
I think he's looking for a pillar of Atlantis now.
That's what they said.
And Atlantis is lost. So, if you know where Atlantis is, you might want to report that to someone.
The American government already knows we're trying to discover oil there.
We're drilling in Atlantis.
Unfortunately, I told you, I now have to call in the feds to kill you.
Damn.
No. We actually found the first vein of unobtainium on Earth there, and we're trying to mine that. But first we have to blow up their...
Unfortunately, we're dealing with a bunch of blue sea monkeys.
The trip down is fairly uneventful. And I do mean fairly. There are a couple bumps and hiccups and whatnot. The train kind of stops for, you know, a little bit, and then you hear that apparently one of the engineers accidentally caught fire.
I shoot him.
What?
I shoot him.
No, his clothes just caught fire.
As in, like, he was standing too close to the,
furnace.
Okay. The way you phrase that made me think it might be, you know, spontaneous combustion.
No, not quite.
This is the guy that burned alive.
I shouldn't have put him out of his misery at that point.
But, you know, after that, everything goes back to normal, and you guys do continue on down to London.
And for years afterwards, people keep on dying.
They keep catching on fire and falling off.
You guys get to spend a few days kind of calming down, relaxing. Sitting back and enjoying yourself.
I do report what we found.
Oh, yes. Let's see. Where's the Ripper's book?
You had it.
You had it.
I don't know.
Yes. Uh-oh. Oh, well, while we're looking for it. So, yep.
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 Tomorrow we're starting the character creation session. So exciting.
Quite exciting.
I will get to sit there and go for a couple hours.
Yes. Okay, I'll be sitting there right next to you. No, actually, I'll probably be playing something because it's not like I can distract people when they're just building characters.
Totally, you can. Oh, what game was I looking forward to coming out? Oh, by the way, Tomb King's book comes out on Friday.
Awesome. Tomorrow?
Yes.
Nice.
Was it Mountain Blade with Fire and Sword?
I've been looking forward to that.
Wait,
one.
It's already out.
Isn't that one out?
Yep.
I'm downloading it.
Amanda's already downloaded it on her computer, but I haven't gotten to try it yet.
Yeah, I'm broken.
Time to get addicted! I've never done!
There's something else. What was it?
I'm going with zombies.
I don't remember what game it was.
Was it the DLC for Dead Rising 2? Not Case West, but the other one that's coming out?
They're coming out with more DLC?
Oh, yes.
What's that?
I don't remember what it's called.
Oh.
Doesn't look like for a source of information.
Doesn't look like we can find the Ripper's book, but basically he goes, thank you for at least letting me know he's alive. After that, of course, you guys don't have any leads to go on. So.
And he's looking for Atlantis.
Okay, great.
So if you can find Atlantis, that's probably where your father is. Or he's still looking, but, you know, maybe...
Well, if he can find Atlantis, then power to him.
They're having a mess like so.
No, only surprising. I didn't already own all the DLC.
They had a Dragon Age sale just the other day.
I was planning on, once I get a bit of cash influx again, buying the DLC in complete pack because it's cheaper than buying all the DLC on its own.
That's what I'm trying to do with Dragon Age 2. It's helpful that Dragon Age 2 is nowhere near as addicting as Dragon Age 1 or
no kidding.
Was.
Well, that's because about. They basically made it like, you can play this one, and you can do the exact same thing over again, only with the opposite result in the end.
Yeah.
What? Well, what they've said about Dragon Age 2 was it's supposed to be a connector between 1 and 3, and kind of reset the tone, since 1 kind of... You can't be another warden.
Mm-hmm.
The threat has to be slightly smaller, and they wanted to tell a story and expand their world was the big thing with
2. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I... never mind. I'll be reviewing the Dragon Age second pack here soon. Role-playing pack. Because I have the first role-playing pack.
Oh, you mean...
For levels 1 through 5. Now I have levels 6 through 10, too.
Yay! Yeah,
the next pack.
The RPG.
Oh.
Jessica, still... What she wants to do is run a game where everyone's just Mabari.
Awesome.
The Mabari pack looking for their handlers. Anywho. As you guys... You've returned to London, reported in. He's, of course, grateful.
You gotta wonder if they can actually communicate with themselves.
they can just go happy bark all the time.
I suppose that they would have to, for a game, they'd have to be able to communicate with themselves.
Mabari, they're smart enough to understand human, and they're smart enough not to speak it.
That's right.
I say, at least.
So, you guys.
Smart enough to know how to talk. Wise
you guys get to spend, as I said, about 3 days in town. When I'd like people to give me a notice check.
I have to get out my dice.
I need dice. So
I know. Where's my dice bag?
Yours is at home because you apparently left it there.
Jessica, can you pass that down to me once you're done?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're busy. You're apparently off doing something else. It's not a critical roll, unless everyone fails it.
5.
Yeah, there we go.
So, apparently if you have any PS or Sony online accounts with an MMO that are currently active, you should look into them, change your password as soon as possible, and possibly remove your credit card information.
I got that email. I haven't had a Sony Entertainment more pig for eons, because that's EverQuest and Star Wars Galaxies.
And DC Universe Online.
And DC. I didn't bother looking at DC Universe, because I'm like, basically all I'm going to do is play pseudo Batmans and pseudo Supermans. That's it.
They didn't have any good
heavy metal run.
They didn't have anything that Champions or City of Heroes didn't already have.
Yeah.
But the PSN hack was apparently a lot worse than they originally thought it was.
Kevin.
Not surprised. Stupid PlayStation.
Well, it's not all their fault.
Whose fault is it?
The hackers. The people who chose to break into their...
Dude, I call that free money.
Here's what I'll say. If you looked at Sony's...
Man, I wish my bill looked like this.
The money came out of my account already. I mean, you could have your bill look like that if you set up automatic withdrawal from your checking account. Because you get free bill pay with your bank.
But Sony's online security measures were as good as pretty much anyone else's.
I don't have knowledge.
What people actually think is it may have been an inside job, because a couple, like a week or two before the hack, they had to let a lot of their, like some of their computer-based people go.
So what you're saying is it's office space.
Basically.
Hilarious. I wonder if they had a celebratory beating of the copier.
Of course, if you also look at it, you've got at least four or five countries looking into this security breach, too.
Oh, yeah. So what'd you get, Alec?
Infinity.
That's at least one raise.
Seven.
Alright, so apparently you three were out kind of strolling around. When you guys basically happened by a newsstand.
And according to the local papers, out in the rural areas, this is now the eighth murder. Not in a small province.
What is now the eighth murder?
There was an eighth murder out in one of the rural districts out in the countryside of England.
Which means there has been at least seven others before this.
Mm-hmm.
Accounted.
Yes. Authorities baffled, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Aren't they always baffled?
I guess I'd buy one of the papers and look more deeply into it, read the article.
Apparently, as far as they can tell, there have been a total of eight murders that have been taking place within an 80-mile radius. Mm. In addition, a number of the bodies have gone missing after they were discovered. Mm. Like they went missing from the morgue. Many of the local constables and whatnot have been looking into it, but there doesn't seem to be any connection between them. They're on the prowl for the murderer.
Huh.
Which they're calling Stallion Strangler. Because apparently the force of that's his motif, is he strangles them. And apparently he's got enough strength that it's almost as though a horse was strangling them.
If a horse had fingers.
It's a long analogy. But you get the point.
Mm-hmm. Well...
How far do the, I suppose, the constables' area go?
They basically just kind of have their town in the immediate miles around it. Okay. Not a lot.
Okay, so people here in London wouldn't be responsible for those
no.
towns. Their own towns have their own...
Yes, they have their own law.
Okay.
No.
If they have their own sheriffs and whatnot, but if it's a big enough court case, they usually bring it to London or, you know, one of the nearby areas.
Scotland Yard wouldn't be around yet, would they?
I don't know when Scotland Yard was around.
Anyway.
Is this when the UK was, or is it still Great Britain?
Still Great Britain.
But besides, I don't think Britain has a very good relationship with Scotland, even if Scotland Yard is around.
I don't know, we were just up there.
Yep.
It is part of the Empire at this point, so.
No. I suppose, I take the newspaper back and...
Oh, you gonna pay for that?
I said I paid for it.
Give me a shilling. Thank you, sir.
Stupid urchin.
Gotta make my money, you know.
Well, so at least someone's doing something honest.
You're an NPC. You don't have to make money.
Sure I do.
You exist purely to extort money from the PCs.
That's not true. Prove it.
What do you do when I'm not here?
I pay for other newspapers.
You pay for the newspapers?
I pay for the newspapers. I'm an upstanding businessman.
You're apparently going up in age, aren't you?
No, I'm eight.
Your voice got a lot deeper then.
Maybe you went through puberty.
Ain't my fault. You know, it fluctuates, you know?
Right, well, enjoy the sweet embrace of the abyss once I stop looking at you.
Come back! Give me a name! Give me a name!
You find something with us, then you get a name.
I'm eight!
So, you've got a few years.
Hey, you can be young in this being here.
Come with us to the town fair!
Anyone gained 3 levels.
I think you would never see that kid again.
I love that kid.
I've been tempted to try the Nefwater Knights.
Actually, you do see him again.
Oh, where?
You see him when you go back to the...
I never got that far in the game. Because the game was bugged, and the only class...
No,
Dwarf Fighter.
Dwarf Fighter.
And then the elf started macking on him, and he's like, no.
No, the elf was macking on me. I was okay with that. It was when the human started macking on me, and then it was this strange love triangle between a human, an elf, and a dwarf. I'm just like, no. No.
There are half-dwarfs.
Morning, Dev.
I disagree. Anyway.
Bird.
I'm
space.
I'm space!
Alright. So, well, now that I've sent an orphan to the abyss,
We never said he was an orphan.
Urchin.
Was.
You just made him an orphan.
I gave him a little bit of backstory. That makes him more likely to come back.
I was going to say, yeah, you gave him backstory, and now he's...
Great, he's not going to be the... So, I got a newspaper, more people murdered, you interested? Look, another rash of murders!
Did you write this in crayon?
Keep giving me backstory!
And then his backstory is just that he's been trying to get backstory.
Well,
sad thing.
Maybe we should take a look into this.
Yes, I think we should.
Maybe we should go back to that kid.
No. Oh. Let's go get you and see if maybe any of our...
I'm already here.
And see if any of our people know more about this.
Yeah, we'll get a piece.
If anything, we can also contact the police chief to see if he's heard anything, even though it's not his area.
Perhaps.
Maybe we should hire a private investigator.
You guys are the private investigator.
But yeah,
yes, is he an accomplished fencer and addicted to opium?
No. Or is he Robert Downey Jr. apparently?
Robert Downey Jr.
The only reason House is addicted to Vicodin. Because Sherlock Holmes was addicted to opium.
The only reason?
Well, that, and it makes for a good story.
Okay.
But
that's why he's taking opium. When I write my biography. Alright. So, where are you guys heading?
Back
to base. To get you.
Alright.
Back to the base so we can actually look into it more.
Is that you call us an investigator, but the only one to investigate is me, and I'm a D4.
Not my fault.
At the end of this session, I'm going to get a rank and investigate.
I have an investigate rank as well.
I'm a noble.
She has an excuse. And delegate.
Well, I'm going to say my experience has finally paid off. You know, martial experience, ripper experience. I'm finally competent at using a table of contents.
Well, and you did investigate that crime last time, at the place. So you have some experience in investigation now.
Until Portal arrived.
Get out a map, mark out where it is.
Okay. As you guys are kind of drawing it out, I do need an investigate roll.
I'll assist!
As will I.
I do not assist.
I failed to assist.
I got a 2.
I got a 2 and a 1.
So, Ivan, they're sitting here going, no, you're not drawing the line straight up. No, you need to... You kind of get pushed them to the side. And you basically draw a line, and it does indeed all of them intersect.
You know what's funny about that?
Doesn't make
sense.
Because
I'm stubborn at that, it's not really metagame. I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing. Go away.
Just make a star.
It does? Kind of, but a very lopsided
one. Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
But the general area.
That there is indeed a central intersection.
Where is that?
a small town named Rockford.
Rockford's very small.
It's fairly small. Its population is measured in hundreds, not thousands.
It looks like the crew might be based in Rockford because it's closest to all of them. Should we try and investigate that? Should we send someone else to investigate it, or what?
We have two people to investigate.
You know, we could call in one of our NPCs to help out.
As leaders of a lodge, should we send one of our minions to go investigate this and serve us? That's what I'm saying by sending someone else. I'm not disputing the fact we should investigate this, but how do we investigate it?
Should we delegate?
Yes.
Well, if this guy's, or person, has murdered 8 people so far already, he may be more, well, not more than a match, but, you know.
Tony, how many people have you killed?
I lost count.
Yes, but have you done it by strangling them?
No, you shoot them. Strangling requires way too much effort.
There you have it. He is much more meticulous than Tony.
Can you also
I can imply them being meticulous.
But
killing via hand to hand.
No. Meticulous would be murdering someone and then cutting out a singular organ every time with meticulous detail.
Trust him. He's American.
I have experience in this regard.
Yes, but there are several murderers in the West.
One good thing I noticed is that Tony tends to burn the evidence.
Yes.
Tony, are you a serial rape killer?
Did you almost call him a serial rapist?
No, I've never killed serials.
But that's really the point. If we send a number of dudes, it about be equal. We don't have to worry about people they know how to handle themselves. Kind of.
We don't have a number of dudes to send. We have Tony.
That's true. We just only have one person. I'm certain.
What are you talking about? We have Dan, we have Horace, we have Voki, and we have Tony.
We're not the only people in this lodge.
I'm sorry, I thought we sent most of them out to investigate. No.
Travis, Ruta, and Thidon.
Yeah, three of your seven.
We can't send them out. Then who would man the lodge?
Exactly.
One of us.
I'm too important to man the lodge.
That's boring.
This is what I'm addressing. How do we deal with this?
Well, you said everything was an 8 mile radius?
80.
80? Is that a day's trip?
That's a couple days trip.
So he's going to want to be traveling a lot if he's in
the time
dead
frame?
Center.
Over the past couple of weeks.
We probably don't want to send just a single person to investigate.
I was about to say, because if it's such a far way and it's been, well, I suppose technically it would fit 8 into like 2 weeks.
Might have to be moving a lot.
Yes. Or it's more than one. So we have to take that into conversation. It could be a group of people with the same, that may or may not know each other, but have the same tactics.
It could be the cabal.
Yes.
Well, I vote we use the good old-fashioned American ingenuity.
Huh?
There's only one American in this place.
Yes.
No, technically it's two. The other one's just out.
Again, there is one person in this place that's American.
No, you're all American. You just don't realize it yet.
We have not been converted.
The Empire will expand.
Yes, the Empire has already expanded. Three of us are members.
The real Empire will expand. We whooped your little ass, we can do it again.
Now, don't think it rough.
I investigate the times. Is it possible to make that travel and be like, will there be any break or would you have to be traveling straight towards?
Alright, that's an investigate roll.
There, since I thought about it, I do not assist.
I do.
Six
my assist was mentioning it.
I'm too busy sitting there preaching the virtues of America.
And everyone's ignoring
it. Honestly, not really. I mean, he would basically literally, looking at the timetable, basically he'd have to strangle someone, run the opposite end strangle someone else. It's just, if it was, he's doing ride by strangling. On something like a locomotion that doesn't use tracks.
It's so moving on a carriage. He has a loose runs by
and then play. Yeah.
No. It's a guy from the Wild West. He rides around on his horse and lassos people.
Honestly,
and that's why he's got the strength of a horse. I figured it out.
The timelines don't match up, which is one of the things that's bugging the police.
So, there's probably a group based in that village.
Okay. Do we want to go to Chief Whitaker, see if he has information on it? Any details?
I think this
details?
Is out of his region. I think that's technically out of our region, too, but...
Let's gather some
technically it is
about this.
It feels like our
place.
Region encompasses all of Europe, though.
You're in London, and that's what's expected.
No. Our region encompasses the world. If we hear something really bad on the other side of the world, we need to go investigate, because that was really bad.
You hear about a cabal raid in India. We heard about it? Yes. Damn!
You hear about a cabal raid in the middle of nowhere in Antarctica.
The cabal's converting penguins. If they succeed, you're screwed.
They'll be always dressed appropriately for everything.
Is there a guy with an umbrella for a gun that's rounding them all up?
On the plus side,
and he has guns on
they're very easy to bribe. Here's a fish, go away.
You better
I need to go feed my young.
You better have a lot of fish then.
Penguins descend in mass.
There's never just one penguin.
The penguins aren't used to the hotter temperatures, so we just all move to the equator and the penguins are screwed.
Alright, but then the cabal take over the rest of the world.
Well, technically there are penguins in Australia.
But that's nowhere near the equator.
No, but still it's hot down there.
Not in all of it.
Just the middle?
Yes.
So I guess we're investigating this ourselves.
Who knows?
Yes, this was no verdict.
Figure out about the town.
And I guess we should.
Rockford?
Yes, Rockford.
I guess we're going there too, so. And we're investigating.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're asking around, that's streetwise. On. Okay.
So you'd be best for streetwise. Because you add your charisma to streetwise.
Are we doing streetwise or investigate?
Who do you want to assist?
Got five.
Well, some of us are doing investigate, you know, looking in the books, and some of us are going out seeing if anyone knows. You, poor person, did you come from here?
by the way, you're using the library at your lodge.
Do you have...
So, five minus...
I have streetwise, not
one?
Probably okay. Library.
So I will help you.
Oh, well, okay, so you're at...
Are we asking around in East End?
Sure, you can.
Okay, well... It does matter, because it needs to make a plus one for it.
You do not this time.
Damn it.
Because it's a 50-50.
Yeah, I know.
Can't be 50-50. It could be 25% or it could be 75%.
Well, I still got a 5 assisted Jessica in her streetwise.
Okay.
Oh. I rolled a 2.
There's nowhere on here that says what we have. But it will.
For what?
The facilities. Oh. It's rank 4. That's all it says.
But yeah. Well, no, actually, it's resources.
Resources.
Yeah.
We actually have facilities of, 3, which is just the library, because you two wanted the library really bad. 4.
We have rank 4, but since there's
that's
not...
library.
Yeah, since there's... We're down one person, it's technically 3.
And also, our library is a minus because we don't have the resources up.
Yeah.
Our books are really bad.
Yeah, and that crow. He's making a nest in all the books.
We have books? I thought we had just bookshelves.
We have magazines.
We have Minecraft bookshelves, so they don't actually do anything. They just look like there are books on them.
No, here's what we do. We hire that boy to sell newspapers in our place, and that's why.
Dude, I went on random people in our base.
No, just the boy.
How is he selling shit out of our base if he's not...
13, 14...
He only sells it to us.
And then you guys...
I got an investigative 5.
I rolled a...